we're taking a look at the difficulties that rural emergency medical services face and how one organization is trying to help.
Rural EMS providers are a major part of the healthcare system in underserved areas, but they often face difficulties finding volunteers, equipment, and funding for the services they provide.
Enter the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, which works with more than 60 rural hospitals, clinics, and other healthcare providers across the state to fund projects and address a range of issues.
For more on these efforts, we're joined now by John Eich, the director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health does.
Okay, so there is an Office of Rural Health in every state. We are the Wisconsin version, and our mission is to help improve the access to care in rural areas, health care, and improve the quality of that care. So we work with rural hospitals, clinics, and EMS, as you said. We tend to provide support and resources for them to keep their doors open, serve rural residents, and to keep their quality climbing. We do really well in quality in Wisconsin, but we're always ready to do better.
And why are some of these rural providers struggling right now?
Well, specifically to EMS, I think the Affordable Care Act has changed the way we do healthcare, and for good or bad, it's changed things. And so a lot of providers across the board are trying to cope with that. But in EMS in particular, some of the issues we see is that I believe in the last poll, it was 66% of services in Wisconsin are volunteer. Many of those are in rural areas, and so we see a lot of volunteers, and volunteerism is going down. People are the boomers are aging out of jobs, and as they do, they are less likely to want to stand by the side of a cold highway and haul people in and out. And so we're struggling to fill those very important roles.
And do you have a younger generation coming up? What are you doing to try to nurture that younger generation?
Well, I think that in general, people are getting a little desperate. And so they're starting to, in other words, to get to recruit. And they're starting to reach out in new and innovative ways. So the downside is it's more of a stress. But the upside is we're really trying some new things. One of those projects we funded this last summer up in Ashland, and it was called the Rescue Divas. Now, generally, when you when they recruit, they at the state fair or a county fair or local festival, they'll pull out a table and say, "Hey, come join EMS, be a volunteer. It's great work." Those efforts tend to attract more men than women, and so they thought, "Well, let's try targeting girls for this. Let's try and grow our own." And so they actually addressed middle school girls because they thought that high school girls would be too busy. So they did a summer camp at Northland College in Ashland, and they did a residential program for 5 days, and they did a bunch of great modules. They did med flight, they did search and rescue, they did water rescue with Coast Guard, and they walked them through all of these, and it was so successful and popular that the boys got jealous. Now they want to do it, and the high school girls as well said that they want to do it as well. So it was great to see them getting innovative. It's great to see them trying to reach out and have a more diverse and balanced set of crews. The instructors were almost all women as well in EMS crews. So that's one of the ways that they're being innovative about recruiting more in rural. And I'd like to say, one of the things that the Office of Rural Health is why we're interested in EMS is EMS is a critical part of healthcare delivery in urban and rural. But in rural areas, we've got a distance issue. And so you think of that golden hour. If you can address trauma in the first 60 minutes, you have much better outcomes. And so if you are 15 minutes away from where they have to drive to get you, and then you're 15 minutes back to a hospital, it's very important what the person that shows up can do for you.
Does that mean that they take on some extra significance, EMS providers in these rural areas, they might not have in, say, an urban area?
They are much more important, and yet it feels like they get fewer resources. They're much more likely to be volunteer. They're much more likely to be understaffed just because they're doing everything they can. They're dancing and juggling at the same time, trying to get it to work. These are issues that affect urban as well, but it just feels more critical in rural areas.
We're talking to John Eich right now, director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, and we're talking about his organization's effort to recruit and retain EMTs in rural Wisconsin. And another thing that you're working on, John, is called community paramedics. This is something growing around the state. Tell us about what that effort involves.
Sure. So this is an effort to take EMS tends to be reactive. In other words, we call them in an emergency. This is an attempt to take them to be proactive, to be the outreach arm, sort of like the visiting doctor or visiting nurse. But in many areas, especially rural areas, we don't tend to have enough doctors or enough nurses. And so we use what providers we have. And so we use paramedics to do home visits. When after you're discharged from a hospital, a lot of times you'll have a confusing set of instructions. Hospitals do their best. They print out instructions and all of that. But still, you've just gotten out of perhaps a traumatic surgery. You're perhaps not at your best mentally. And so to have somebody visit your home and help walk you through what's needed can be very helpful. So they're starting to do this in Wisconsin. Crews around the state, both urban and rural, are starting community paramedics. It's not paid for right away by CMS, Medicaid and Medicare, but that's, we hope, on the way. And so hospitals are bootstrapping it a lot of times.
Do you see people in these communities being receptive to that, getting a little additional TLC, as it were, from EMTs instead of maybe their own doctor, their own healthcare provider?
Yeah, people are very pleased with these programs. The issue has always been, how do we make this, how do we pay for this? Health providers live and breathe on the reimbursement that they get. It's how they keep their doors open. And so if they can bill for it, we're all good. If they can't, which they can't currently, they try and get grants for it. They try and get hospitals to fund it. I mean, a hospital can look at readmissions. Unnecessary readmissions are a thing they can get dinged for financially from CMS. And so if they say, well, if we prevent readmissions, then we will be making money. So they can invest money to save money down the road. But that's a harder sell than it is, we can just bill for this service.
So you said this is a time where the volunteerism for EMS is slipping. How do you keep it on people's radars and remember that it is a resource that needs to be renewed?
It's so they're trying everything they can. They're still having the booth at the fair. They're still reaching out through the community communications. They're reaching out through churches and other faith-based avenues. They're reaching out at the, you know, putting a sign up at the gas station. And they're trying new things like this Rescue Divas. I like to think that we're going to see some really innovative and creative ways, and we'll hopefully be stronger down the road. But it will be a push to do this. The other thing is, I think a lot of times the public sees an ambulance and they see a bus driver and they don't think of the medic inside that ambulance. They also assume that it's paid for, like, oh, I'm sure that's just like the fire department, it's paid for by my taxes or cell phone service. But it's not paid for by either of those things a lot of times. This is why they're volunteer. They do not get funded in the same way that a lot of our public emergency services are. And so we need to start thinking of them as things to be funded, both locally and at the state level.
John, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening.
That was John Ike telling us about his organization's efforts to recruit and retain EMTs in rural Wisconsin. He's the director of the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health.